This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping, seizures,
serious
skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, everybody. I nearly got zapped off the air before things started. Anybody watching on YouTube, you saw me get startled. It was like a lightning strike that was invisible and suddenly sending all of the shock waves down through my earphones. Anyway, seems like we're still on the air. Good luck, good news. We're going to keep on going here as we just start our, second day of our broadcast week, technically. And we have Dr. Rasha Bitar scheduled. What is this? It's like a Marvel Universe thing going on behind the scenes here. Somebody sending lightning bolts from the sky when there's not a cloud in the sky. Daniel, are we okay? Are you, as far as you can tell, can you hear me coming through the access unit just fine? Check, check, check. I'm just going to assume we're still on the air unless somebody tells me otherwise. This time we've got Weed 4 on tap. Those of you who watched the Sanjay Gupta special on CNN, we've got some updates on that. And let's see, what else we got? One quarter of adults, according to the latest stats, 25% of adults suffering from some form of arthritis. Stunning, stunning. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first and foremost, up on the opening segment here, we've got the weed killer found in granola, crackers, everywhere. Everywhere. How long have I been saying that you need to go organic? Or at the very least, find out how your food is being grown, because everything is being contaminated with pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. It is the most bizarre thing, yet it is a reality I have known about for 25, 26, 27 years now. That we have to make better choices about what we put into our food. And if you think that's just RSB blowing organic smoke, no, it's not. I've been right about this, and I'm more right than ever. The FDA has been testing food samples for traces of glyphosate, a.k.a. one of the Roundup derivatives, primary starting point, for the last 2 years. But the agency has not yet released any official results. But what have they found? It's in everything. Everything. Food samples. They're finding glyphosate in what? Let's see what's listed here. Wheat crackers, granola cereal, cornmeal, and this is an FDA chemist, Richard Thompson. He's writing to colleagues in an email last year about the finding of glyphosate in all of these ingredients, all of these so-called food substances. He wrote that broccoli was the only food that he had on hand that he found to be glyphosate-free, interestingly enough. Broccoli. Interesting. Okay. Internal FDA email. This was dated January of 2017. Part of a string of FDA communications that detail agency efforts to ascertain how much of the popular weed killer is showing up in American food. And they've never done this before. It's the first time they've done it. Now, I'm going to get into the money shots of this article. But I just want to let you know now, for those of you who might be outraged at, how dare the FDA not release these emails? You've got to understand that the culture at FDA does not acknowledge that glyphosate / Roundup is hazardous to your health. Yeah, I know. I know, they don't. But despite the World Health Organization declaring it a probable carcinogen, despite California winning, despite Monsanto's lawsuits against the state to label it due to Prop 65 that it is a possible or probable cause of carcinogen or cancer, basically, they didn't see any problem with this. It's like, so what? They say to Richard Thompson, right? Probably in the email, he said, so what? So what that glyphosate is in it? It doesn't cause any problems anyway, does it? Or does it? They're supposed to test all of these food samples for residues and check for any illegally high residue levels. But what are those levels? When does it get to be illegally high? And this is not a weed reference, as I'm saying, although you better check your weed to make sure there's no glyphosate in it either. You don't want to be smoking that or vaping it or anything. So pesticide exposure through the diet. Consider it a potential risk, potential health risk. They don't want to say it's actually a health risk, but potentially. It could be. Not going to commit, but it's possible. Okay? So that's how far they go. So in 2016, in FDA documents, another researcher found glyphosate in numerous samples of honey. He found it in oatmeal products. And after this, the FDA temporarily suspended testing after these findings. And the guy, Cham Kasem, they reassigned his lab to other programs. That's right. We don't need to be knowing about FDA residue in food, in honey, in oatmeal, as such. I mean, that's what people put in their oatmeal, honey, right? And their oatmeal already has glyphosate. The honey now has it too. Monsanto, agrochemical industry, regulators, they all say it's not harmful if under the legal limits. But here's the problem. And I've said this for so many years, you're probably sick of me saying this. It isn't about that one exposure or that once in a blue moon exposure. It's the fact that you are exposed with every single meal. Not just glyphosate, but other things. Other pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. Right? We've got additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings. All of these synthetic compounds never occurring in the natural world until man in his arrogance says, you know what, let's alter the chemicals we can pull from the earth in such a way, rearrange them, that no life form on the planet knows what the hell to do with them. In fact, we intend it to be that way because we want to kill stuff. Man's arrogance. Allopathic medicine, let's play it out against the plants and the bugs. And of course, we kill ourselves in turn, not the planet. Planet's going to do just fine. Earth Day celebrates when we're gone. Earth goes, yeah, the parasites are gone. Not all of you. I mean, some of you get this. I get it, right? Scientists say that prolonged dietary exposure to combinations of pesticides can be harmful. Many scientists say this, but the FDA says don't pay attention to that. Toxicologist Linda Birnbaum, director at the U.S. National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, pay attention to this. This goes to plausible deniability, right? Said that current regulatory analysis of pesticide dangers does not account for low levels of dietary exposures. What did I say? Pay attention. It means they have not tested for safety on low-level chronic exposure throughout your lifetime or a child's lifetime. They'll say, well, we didn't hit that limit that we know is dangerous. We're way down here, but every day we're there. And how much of it accumulates to get to that level over time that they pay no attention to because they haven't done the studies on it, so they have plausible deniability to say, well, we don't know if it's just not dangerous. Don't be silly. Modern living, better living through chemistry. Come on. Don't you know? Get with the program, Robert. No, I got off of that program many years ago and I'm better off for it, and so will you be if you haven't already. Here's a quote from Birnbaum. Even with low levels of pesticides, we're exposed to so many, and we don't count the fact that we have cumulative exposures. Exactly. Birnbaum's talking truth to the idiots at FDA, or the criminals. The criminal idiots at FDA? The U.S. Department of Agriculture was supposed to start its own testing of food for glyphosate residues back in 2017, but guess what? Oops. They dropped the plan. Oh, we can't be tested for glyphosate. the people, the companies we're supposed to regulate don't want us to. That's called regulatory capture, folks. The EPA, regulatory capture. You leftist liberals who think the EPA is going to solve the environmental crisis, you've got another thing coming. Even RFK Jr. has said this. He agrees with Ron Paul. Allow for private property, protection of those rights. Organic farmers, protect them and their rights not to be polluted. Protect your rights, your children's rights not to be polluted. Oh, but the FDA says it's not dangerous. You believe the FDA? Are you delusional still? Lack of government residue data comes as Monsanto attempts to bar evidence about how glyphosate residues are being introduced into court where the company is fighting off allegations. So basically they're fighting tooth and nail to not let you know that glyphosate is in everything. As we said, even some of the organic grains out there are being so desiccated in glyphosate, you've got to be so careful. This is why so many people can't eat grains anymore. But if they go to Italy and they can eat the heirloom variety of wheat and pasta, they don't have the same. They're not celiac suddenly. How does that work? Is it the grains written about in the Bible? Or is it man's abomination, abominable actions against the food of creation? You figure this out yet? Am I the only one? Am I the lone voice in the wilderness in Health Talk Radio saying you guys got to go organic or of organic quality? And even that, you've got to be careful because some of the organic stuff's not as clean as you think it is. And granted, and I've acknowledged this, people said, well, why, what's the point, right, Robert? If everything has it in there, why should I even bother trying? Well, have you paid attention to anything I've been saying over the years? Reports on organic food containing at the very least less, far less, than conventionally grown, synthetic chemistry-induced foods. It's in everything. The FDA says, oh, no, we're not going to look at that. Pay no attention to our own scientists that are warning you, well, through us, because they sent it within. You weren't supposed to know about those internal FDA emails. Because we have the belief at FDA, the Fear and Death Administration, that none of those chemicals matter. They can be on everything. Oh, it's below the limit. Have you tested it? For long-term chronic accumulation? Have you tested it in conjunction with other synthetic compounds? You haven't? Then you can't say it's safe, folks. And if they do, they're lying. At the very least, they're lying. But they are committing an atrocity, a crime against you, your children, your grandchildren, your grandma and your grandpa. Seriously, look around. In your family, how many of your family members are even at 50% organic? Much less 90, 95 to 99. Folks, look in the mirror. You ain't escaping the cancer-causing chemicals if you don't try.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, well, look who decides to show up for work in the second segment. Uperdon. Uperdon said, oh, I didn't know what time it was. You're like my teenage son now. What happened? Reversion from grandpa to, you know, my teenager. My teenage board op. What? No, not a board op. Are you bored?
Sorry. No. I'm just producer. A busy guy going in 12 different directions, and I actually lost track of time, believe it or not. There's time a first zoning. For everything, I guess, right?
He's time zoning out. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, this proves that you're somewhat human. I don't know if you have some kryptonite.
I pulled a Dr. Bitar, right? Yeah. Like you said, I pulled a Dr. Bitar.
When he decides to show up. Oh, yeah, it's showtime. I forgot about that. All right, let's see. Where do we go from here? All right, Super. I will ask you this question. Put you on the spot, but it's not a hard question. It's either yay or nay. Have you ever had any of the arthritic diseases? Arthritis, osteoarthritis, gout, anything like that?
I have not. Okay. I have not ever had arthritis. Hope I never do.
I got enough for both of us years ago.
Yeah?
Arthritis was not my friend, but I knew it well. When I was in elementary school, I was diagnosed, well, it was sixth grade, but we went to elementary through seventh, but I was diagnosed with tendonitis, okay, inflamed tendon. That's one of the itises. I have had gout on my elbow, an injury that accumulated uric acid. They call it gout. Well, no, it's only on your big toe. No, it can be anywhere, an accumulation of uric acid. And all of these things have, you know, one thing in common. The liver. Now, this story is kind of shocking. It's bigger numbers than I even thought. Excuse me. Between 1999 and 2014, nearly one quarter of American adults reported having arthritis. This is according to a study published in the American Journal of Public Health. Now, I'm not disputing the stats. I don't have any reason to dispute the stats. But anytime it's in a public health journal, I've got questions about where they're going to go with this. Because the public doesn't have arthritis. Do you understand? The public can't get a disease. There's no such thing. It's a fictional idea of a collective. As if you're a group And your group, you as a group, you have arthritis. No, you as an individual have a form of inflammation of the skeletal system, or you do not. And in that individual group, there are a number of reasons. I will say the liver plays a role in every one of those reasons. But in the if we take it to beyond osteoarthritis into rheumatoid arthritis, we see such a corruption of cellular skeletal integrity, such a deficiency in silicon, particularly among other minerals, that the cells themselves are so corrupted that the immune system doesn't even recognize them as you. And so the immune system attacks. That's the rheumatoid autoimmune arthritis. Okay? But any of these forms have to do with inflammation. Inflammation caused by free radicals, oxidative stress, too much iron, not enough copper, right? We could talk about rusting of the cells. We could talk about dehydration plays it out. But all of these things impact what? The liver, the function of the liver to transform the waste, whether it be metabolic or environmental, into a form that can be excreted via the colon or via the kidneys through the urine or even sweat it out if all of those things are not working well enough for you. And, of course, if you try to throw this stuff out through your skin and you have a skin rash, you go to a doctor, your dunderheaded doctor says, hey, take a steroid, put some cortisone on that. And, of course, you drive what was trying to desperately leave the body through your largest elimination organ, the skin, back into the system that already couldn't deal with it inside. So whether you're taking a steroidal or non-steroidal internally for inflammation or externally for eczema, you're absolutely doing the greatest disservice to your body that is desperately trying to adapt to keep you alive and functional in the midst of the misery of a chronic inflammatory condition. Gout, more acute, but osteoarthritis onwards on to different forms of arthritis. What do we do here? Homeopathically, rust toxicodendron, ruta, silicea can play a role here. Colchicum. You got uric acetum, uric acid in homeopathic form. And there are so many other things I don't have time to go into. Essential fatty acids, CBD can reduce the pain. But number one on my list, liver. Get the liver detoxifying, drink some Echo water, supercharge your antioxidants, and flush out those toxins as they are designed to be through the liver, through the kidneys, and you will reduce that. You will reduce that arthritic situation significantly, very rapidly. Remember also silica. Remember selenium and chromium for the liver as well. It's not one thing. It's everything. But any one of those things I mentioned can get you back on the road to normal skeletal integrity. And if you want to restore skeletal integrity, remember you must have adequate quantities of the mineral silica. Take the Silicon Challenge, Alta Silica. 3 tablets 4 times a day, 2 to 3 weeks, and then you can start cutting down from there. All right, folks, weed four. What's that all about? Coming up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, shout out to my friend Sally O'Gordy out up in New York City, Long Island, all of that area. They're going to be up there doing some things to protest Julie Gerberding, I understand, on the 3rd. I'm going to be heading up there the next day. Folks, this is New York City time coming up, the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. Dr. Daryl Joffrey and I are going to be presenting 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the afternoon in New York City at Complete Wellness. Thanks to Leanna Werner Gray and the doctor there. We'll get him on. I do need to get that doctor on sometime soon. Reach out okay. So we can coordinate his presence as well. I think we got Dr. Joffrey scheduled for Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. I also want to get Heidi Parikh from the cancer, cured cancer with cannabis. And that's happening June the 3rd. But right after I get back from New York City, I got to head up to Toronto for Total Health. I can't imagine how, it's moving all too quickly here, Super D. All too quickly. I don't know what to do. Now,
Yesterday I mentioned on the show that I hurt my butt. Like, and I never got back to it. It wasn't on purpose. I think we just had to keep going, right? And it wasn't because I was drinking the cricket powder, the super fuel from Organics. That stuff's awesome. I'm fine. After the show, I was out in the garden digging a hole for a lemon tree for Liam, in honor of Liam. So that was, I'm fine. I'm great. But what happened, we were visiting some friends, just hanging out, chatting, whatever. I got up off their couch, went and, I don't know if I went to get some tea. Oh, some Echo water. Went to get some Echo water. And then I went back to sit down on the couch. And I was sitting on the end of the couch where, you know, you've got a couch. You got a right side, a left side, you got a middle. Okay? So I'm sitting, as I'm sitting down, it's on the left side. And completely invisible to me at that moment was the, what do you call it, the armrest on the side of the couch? Which is not that cushion.
No.
And it's not like it's wood, but it's still covered in the same fabric. And it all kind of blended in. Didn't see it, and I came down, bam, right on it, on my tailbone. Okay? Now, it was extraordinarily painful. Extraordinarily painful. And I have to, you know, the good news was I didn't hear a crack. I heard a thud. And I'm like suddenly in a state of rapid heartbeat. My hands are shaking. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? Because my wife's in D.C. She's like, oh, my gosh, what have you done? What have you done? And fortunately, I hit, like, if I'm holding us, for those of you watching on YouTube, my hands held up like the coccyx, which is the tailbone. It kind of tails in and around. I didn't hit the tailbone per se, but above it, the nerve ganglion that's hidden or protected from it, I smacked it head on, dead on. And for the next 20 minutes, I'm in a state of uncontrollable shaking. It's like a Parkinson's or something like that. Just, you know, if you've seen people do that, I'm like, what is going on here, right? And so we get some essential oils. I said, get me some lavender oil, please, please, please. I'm bad. Give me some lavender oil, because essential oil of lavender, you can use that on a tailbone injury. It'll take the pain down maybe 90% almost instantaneously. So, and it's, like I said, it's up by the plumber's butt area, up above. It wasn't down low, just so you know. So put some essential oils on it. It's still hurting a lot. I want to take some Arnica. And then actually what I got ultimately that did the best was the CBD, the gold CBD. I didn't have the raw, the CBDA, but I had the gold. And I rubbed a little bit on that, and it started calming me down. But it was at least a full 20 minutes of being in a state of fight or flight, in shock. A state of semi-shock. That was what I was in, shock. It shocked my nervous system so tremendously. And, you know, I'm fine. I can move around now. But if I sit just a little bit, I can kind of feel where it's still like a little bit bruised. Folks, you should travel with Arnica. You should travel with essential oils like lavender. If you want to learn about them, essential oils, healing power of essential oils. Good buddy, Dr. Eric Zielinski, great guy. He knows all about them. I encourage you to read up on them. But the Arnica is great. The CBD was great. And I've recovered. Now, it kind of threw my weekend off because I wanted to go out for a bike ride. And I didn't do that because it was like, eh, you know, that could be a little, that would be butt hurt, I think, on a mountain bike. So I'll have to get out there. I don't know when, because the trips are coming fast and furious this way. So thank you all for being glad that I'm not so butt hurt right now. And with that, Super Dunn, anything else from you? Yeah. No, it was a literal, it was one of those experiences where I look at what happened and how impossible it was for that to happen, because I know where to put my butt normally and sit down, right? I know how to sit down. I'm like,
you know these things.
At that moment, Super Don, at that moment, it was made invisible to me. So I perceive and believe it's a spirit thing, a God thing. For whatever reason, I needed to experience going into shock. And it really...
Okay.
So there it is. I'm going to utilize it for the next time I'm dealing with someone who's in shock. I'll go, yeah, I remember what that's like. And it's just uncontrollable. It's the weirdest thing. It's not pleasant at all. I don't know if you've been in that recently. Other than not showing up here, but
yeah. Not recently.
No, okay. I'm not going to let it die. No.
All right. Okay. All right.
Weed 4. You watched this. Was it better than the Avengers new movie, or was it about the same?
I wouldn't say it was better than the Avengers movie, but it was very impressive. Very, very impressive. And listen, this is something that we've talked about for a while now, ever since the opioid epidemic became front and center news.
Yeah.
That, you know, cannabis is the answer. And Sanjay Gupta, I mean, listen, I think he started this 5 years ago when he came out with the first documentary, Weed. And he's, you know, you gotta, we don't always agree with him on everything.
No.
He really has nailed it on the head and is leading the way in the mainstream media on the cannabis topic.
He's doing well. And listen, some people may say he's controlled opposition. I know he's not one of us. I know he's not one of us. But still, we have, I believe, the intellectual integrity to say, you know what? We agree with what he's doing right now, even though ultimately the agreement would be, you know, just get the government out of all medicine. Get the government out of weed completely. Okay? That's just my feeling here. Now, in the opening part of the clip, Super D, there's a couple of where this kid, it's like a young guy who, you know,
football
was supposed
player.
To go on. What was it? He was a football player?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's Mike. I think his name is Mike James. He's a football player. And it really, the documentary started off revolving around the stories of these NFL players because the NFL is like the top sport for guys who are dealing with injuries as a result of playing football.
And then they get addicted because they're put on opioids.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He's like, well, the doctor prescribed it. Why should it be? Right. The doctor prescribed it, right? It's official. It's okay. It's approved. And then he works toward, you know, somebody trying to convince him to use pot instead of pills. And that's kind of the theme of this latest one. And he for the first time, got what he called coherent pain relief. Coherent pain relief. I'm going to play a clip here from, I believe, a doctor at UCSD talking about how the doctors were taught to prescribe opioids.
I got into pain medicine at a time when we didn't have very good treatments for pain.
Dr. Mark Wallace is the director of the Center for Pain Medicine at the University of California, San Diego. He, like most of us doctors, was taught in medical school to prescribe opioids.
We were told that, well, there's evidence that the use of opiates are probably not that risky and that we should use them more liberally.
Liberally. There we go. Use them liberally. Now, this is the lie that was given to the FDA. The FDA should have seen it, but no, they are captured by the corporations they're supposed to regulate. And so what lies about this? You know, oh, it's fine. You can use it. It's supposed to be short term. But
they don't wear.
It was the 1990s, and doctors were seeing a lot of commercials like this one.
These drugs, which I repeat, are our best, strongest pain medications, should be used much more than they are for patients in pain.
Problem is, while they were FDA approved for some kinds of pain, they were never intended to be used long term.
So what they go into, they describe the dangerous marketing. The marketing to the doctors. Everywhere the doctors would hear, yes, the opioids are great, they're non-addictive, they're better than anything we've ever had before. And of course, Sanjay, you know, goes through his litany of discoveries here about CBD helping with seizures. That's what opened Gupta up to this. And then, more importantly, for pain, rather than just masking it, it did something more.
There is also research showing that CBD is particularly helpful when it comes to pain. In fact, CBD can do something opioids cannot.
With opiates, you're talking about killing the pain, masking the pain, you're done.
Dr. Julie Holland edited the Pot Book, a complete guide to cannabis.
With medical cannabis, you're actually not just talking about decreasing pain, but you're decreasing inflammation.
This is the key. This is the difference. This is what is so shocking about that these doctors are now having to confront the lunacy of their pharmaceutical for every ill, pill for every ill concept. You've got a pain reducer that can have a similar impact as opioids on pain, but it reduces the cause of that pain, and that is quite different.
That's because opioids do a good job of interfering with pain signals going to the brain. But cannabis works on two receptors, one that blocks that pain and one that decreases inflammation. It's ironic that cannabis can do more than opioids, yet prescription opioids are legal and cannabis is not.
Isn't it, though? But that's the game. And I said this, cannabis will be the thing that has to open up all doctors to all what they call alternative medicine because it's a plant. It's an herb. And suddenly all the other herbs they have to now pay attention to. And if they don't, they're going to look like even bigger fools than they've been for decades since the Flexner Report of 1910. Now, they go on to describe the opiate damaging the receptor sites, glutamate receptor sites, etc. And so it's rewiring the brain so that the idea that you could just say no doesn't work. It is much deeper than that, the injuries that occur, but CBD is helping to repair the damage. So medication-assisted treatment keeps you addicted because it uses opioid derivatives like methadone.
But CBD treats and heals the brain and the glutamate receptors. Now, this last clip, Super Don, I want to play here. Number 13.
I was hoping you would get to this one because this one's the money shot.
This is Kennedy.
Patrick Kennedy.
Patrick Kennedy. And here's where, you listen, all the good works that RFK Jr. are pretty much almost destroyed by his family member, Patrick Kennedy. Give a listen to what he says about FDA.
If physical pain could be treated in this way, in a way that's less risky, in the midst of this opioid epidemic, isn't that worth considering?
No, it seems eminently sensible to, if you're looking at the lesser of two evils, but by that logic, you know, we'd be accepting a lot of stuff in this country. And in my view, if we really want to get medicines to people, then we go about it in the way that we've always gone about it, Sanjay.
Always.
And that's called NIH research, clinical trials, FDA approval. And the reason we have that, as you know, Sanjay, is because of safety, efficacy, and risk.
Safety, efficacy, and risk. My aspirin, Patrick Kennedy. That is such a BS maneuver. You know, Sanjay, that's what it's for. Really? Project much, Patrick Kennedy? The Kennedy clan, not your friend when it comes to cannabis or real healing. We'll be back after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Dr. Bashar will be with us next hour as we do advanced medicine. He's checking in on, hopefully, the questions of the day, getting ready for that and other stories we got. In the show notes, if you scroll down, you'll find out the upcoming events, and there are plenty of them, including Saturday in New York City. It's going to be a limited seating availability, 50 people. In New York City, where millions are, 50 people. Well, you know what? Good luck getting in, but try. Please try. I want to see you there May the 5th, 3 to 6 at Complete Wellness. And we have links up, hopefully, in the show notes. I believe we do. At robertscottbell.com. Yes, we do, I think. No, I don't know if we've updated the link to where they can sign up, because they have to sign up if they want to go to it, Super Don. So check the links, because it might not be in the notes.
Okay.
How to sign up. It's been in an email I think I forwarded to you. But anyway, check that out. We got lots more to do in regards to, let's see, healing this week before heading to New York City and then Toronto. And I need to get some folks on before Toronto next week. There's so much I want. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And I'm still alive and thriving because I had Pure Cricket Super Fuel from Organics yesterday. That's right. Y'all grossed out? No. It was yummy, lovely, delicious, and the chocolate especially. And I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. But I still feel better when I'm in my garden.
Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sowed. Someone warmed them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Well, gardening update. This is like a moment of Doug gardening update, isn't it? The headline reads at Medical Express, gardening isn't just for adults. Really, yes, because I prohibit my children from coming into my garden, right? No kids allowed. We don't want them to learn the secret of joy on planet Earth, at least one of them. Gardening is awesome! Are you kidding me? Kids
well,
love
not
it.
Everybody is as enlightened as you, Robert Scott.
Is it enlightenment? No, dirty fingernails. Well, I think I cleaned them up today.
Well,
but anyway,
well, listen, I could see it being a thing where, you know, if anybody's had kids, you know, sometimes you're inclined to go, you know what, look, I don't want Johnny or Susie to go in there and they're going to rip up the plants or they're going to step on the whatever. But
yeah, toddler time, I know.
Yeah, that's, you know.
You got to monitor that. But my goodness, look, the good thing about my daughter's school, even though now the teacher is an uber-lib Trump hater,
is that they do have gardens there. The kids are in the garden growing food. And that, to me, makes up for a lot. Still not totally enough, but it's a lot. Kids, they say, are more likely to eat food that they have grown. Really? Yeah, because they take pride in why. They like, I planted that. I saw it grow. How cool is it when you're bringing kids into a garden and they actually are taking part in it and they go, well, that isn't gross at all. That's really awesome. And it changes the relationship with food. I know I didn't have that relationship with food growing up. It was from the grocer's freezer, a box, the fast food drive-thru. So this to me is a, really? We don't know this? I guess because I didn't know it for a long time. Perhaps there are still others that haven't figured it out, Super D. Have you planted even a little blade of grass under you at this point?
I've mowed plenty of grass underneath.
Have you?
I have, yes. I've got a rather large backyard. But no, I have, look, it's been snowing here.
Mm-hmm.
Up until just recently, so we're finally getting into a place, and I'm actually talking about doing like some container gardening.
Very nice.
Out in the front yard, because there's a perfect spot for that. So excellent. I don't know what yet, but...
Okay. Do you like tomatoes? Because you can grow them pretty easy.
I do, absolutely. Yeah. I have grown stuff before, and tomatoes was one of them.
Yeah.
And I've grown zucchini before. But I think those are like the two things that my somewhat green thumb has been successful at in the past.
Okay. Well, I just transplanted some tomatoes we grew from sprouts, some seeds to sprouting, and now I've transplanted them. I still got carrots. I can't eat all the carrots that I've grown. So come on over if you need some carrots. Let me know.
Right.
And, starting to transition. I've got the papaya tree coming up that I saved from the refuse section, you know, where we recycle the food scraps, so to speak. Not animal mm-hmm. protein stuff, but vegetation. We just planted the lemon tree that Liam's friend Julie brought yesterday, and it's already producing lemons. That's kind of fun. So we may have some lemons this summer soon. And let's see, what else am I... Well, yeah, I'm excited to get whatever else is about to...
And you have your...
Yeah. What?
Garden, right?
I have my wife.
Your kids.
My kids in the garden occasionally. I have to drag them out. They're too into their electronics sometimes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, and listen, my daughter is ridiculous. She's doing dancing like 24/7. When she's after school, she's out doing the dance class. And my son is with his pole vaulting. He's going to States this weekend. So we're going to, after that, then they're back in the garden. All right, folks, back to Advanced Medicine after the news break. Rocky Bitar, Dr. Bitar is with us because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.